From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. Marines pulling out of Syria. More than 400 U.S. Marines who helped recapture the Syrian city of Raqqa from the Islamic State are leaving the country, according to the U.S.-led coalition that is fighting the militant group. U.S. Brigadier General Jonathan Braga said the remaining U.S. forces will continue to work with the partner forces to defeat the remaining ISIS and help prevent its reemergence. The Pentagon has said officially, there are 503 troops in Syria, but officials in the U.S. say as of last week, the number was closer to 2,000. The White House is playing down reports about a plan to replace Secretary of State Rex Tillerson with the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, Mike Pompeo. The New York Times reported that Republican Senator Tom Cotton would be tapped to replace Pompeo at the CIA. But in an exchange with reporters, Trump said Tillerson is still in his cabinet. North Korea on Thursday released a video of the latest missile launch, what it claims has the ability to strike the whole U.S. mainland. Leader Kim Jong-un declared that the test of an intercontinental ballistic missile has completed his nation's drive to become a nuclear power. But analysts remain unconvinced that the North has the technology to ensure the missile survives re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. U.S. President Donald Trump dismissed a Chinese diplomatic effort to rein in North Korea's weapons programs as a failure on Thursday, while Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Beijing should do more to limit oil supplies in a